from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But between Mobley, Allen, and Caris LeVert.
Why Dr. David take the gif of LeBron having the guy thrown out and said, that's Kenny snitching on the street.
Don't do that, Dr. David. I just walked by and said, no, thank you, and kept it moving.
That's such a funny
that's an all-timer.
A funny sight, though. He's literally pulling the referee. Him right here. Oh,
that's
Dr.
an all-timer.
David, that's funny.
That is that's an all-time Bron moment.
Yeah, that's
that
a
is
great
an all-timer.
One. Right here. Right here, ref. Get him out of here.
But they, they needed some more balance, some different balance to that offense. And they're still good. It's not like they're going to fall into the tank.
Yeah, 48-34 last year. You know, a game better than that version of the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm. A game better than that version of the Indiana Pacers. And two games worse than that version of the New York Knicks, man. And all of those teams got some changes around them. Mm-hmm. Like New York was at 50 wins. If you put them at 55.5, I might take the over. Mm-hmm. Like I could see them sniffing, you know, I could see them staring at 60 wins. Mm-hmm. Like maybe finishing at 58, 57. Mm-hmm. I think that New York team is legit.
Yeah,
like I think they're going to be really good.
I think they're for real too.
I just need to see Philadelphia, and I actually think I like the Pacers more than Philadelphia. As it stands right now, I think I like the Pacers more than Philadelphia. If I'm proven to be wrong on that later, I'm perfectly okay with that. I just
we won't know anything about Philly till the first round of the playoffs next year.
And that's the tough part. Like, it's going to be – well, I disagree a little bit. Ultimately, what they do in the playoffs is the only thing that they're going to be judged on. But if Kenny's plan to weed Joel Embiid out of greatness takes fruition, like, yeah, the direction of the team is clear. And some people might have more confidence in him. Again, Jesse, to your point, like, the end result is all that matters for a team like Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But if your idea of Tyrese averaging, I don't know, I'm making up numbers.
25.
So I was going to say 27. So we'll go 25, and, you know, Joe being in the vicinity of 25, maybe Paul George is in the vicinity of 22, 23, somewhere around there. That's a different looking team than we've seen the last 3 years, where Joe was 30, I think 32 and 34, or 30 and 34, something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's a very different team.
Yeah, for sure, man.
I don't know that Tyrese is a 25 per night guy yet, though.
What did he get last night? I mean, last year.
I don't think 20. He did that, did he?
I don't think he did either, because De'Aaron was top 10 and he averaged 26. So I don't think he did that, but I think he was probably like 22 or 23.
I didn't even think he was that high.
Let me see.
Tyrese was
20.
What the hell am I looking at? Oh, this is postseason.
Yeah, he went crazy in the postseason.
Wow.
In the regular season, he did 25.9?
29.8 in the postseason. Yeah, 25.9. I stand corrected. Wow. Wasn't even the highest scorer on the team.
Oh. No. Sneaky Tobias Harris had 17. And
he averaged 25 points per game last year.
26 wow. and 6 assists.
My bad, Tyrese. I apologize. He averaged 25 and Joe averaged 34, though. Phew. And you just mentioned Tobias. We can't gloss over that. Like, yeah, Tobias, so Paul George is going to be what, like a plus five?
Maybe.
Tobias is 17 points per game.
Yeah, maybe a plus five.
Mm. And Buddy. Buddy Hield.
Flamethrower.
Who's going to replace that?
Tyrese Maxey, I didn't realize he was this close to Tyrese.
Wow, he averaged.
He was 11th in the league in scoring.
So he was right behind De'Aaron?
Yeah, De'Aaron was 8.
Oh, I thought you said De'Aaron was 20.
10. No, he was top 10. De'Aaron was top 10.
Oh, got you, got you, got you.
De'Aaron was 8 at 26.6. And what was the stat? Or I don't know if it's a stat or what, but De'Aaron was the only one in the top 20 to not make the All-Star team.
There was one. I feel like there was one other one.
I think the other
one
was Trey Young. I think Trey Young was the other one. But did he make it? I think Trey made it. Maybe he was a replacement or something like that.
Yeah, it was. It's somewhere on a tweet. But yeah, he was the only. But the idea is he was the only top scorer in the league that didn't make the All-Star game.
And it wasn't even like he was 17. He was 8th. Didn't make it. That's ridiculous.
I think it was like something like top like 12, 13, 14, 15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then there was someone who didn't make the All-Star team next. Mm-hmm. And then
like the next four or five.
The next four made the All-Star team. So it was like two of the top 20. Yeah, it was pretty.
That's wild.
Wow. Hey, I did not realize Tyrese averaged 25.9 last year. That's crazy. That changes my entire perspective.
I will say this though about that. I don't know how much higher he can go. Like, I don't expect him to be like a 29-point game scorer.
Well, it changes my thought on, can he be the guy on this team? I thought he was I knew he was somewhere in the vicinity of 30 mm-hmm. in the postseason. I didn't realize he was that high in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But what?
Quick update. It's an 11-point game.
I wasn't even watching no more.
South Sudan trying to take Derek White out the game.
KD had a ball roll. KD looks frustrated.
Oh, Kerr losing the team.
Oh, this is not. I don't think that's legal, Bam.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. Well, you can't hold the. Is that rule?
That headband is killing me. He looks like Dwight.
Is that rule about touching it once on a cylinder? Is that defense only, or is it the fact that he grabbed onto the rim?
He grabbed the rim. Yeah, he grabbed the rim before he touched the ball.
Can't do that, sir.
Definitely illegal.
They can get it down to single digits. South Sudan
is the reverse. This is the reverse of the game the other night, isn't it?
Yeah.
South Sudan's, they'll make a documentary out of this.
Did you see that? I saw that for the first time yesterday, that Luol Deng is footing the bill for mm-hmm. that whole program.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I came across that as we did our pocket watching segment.
What a legend! What a legend!
Who Abe, the pocket watching champion? Oh, Luol Deng.
Abe's not the pocket watching champion. I don't know unless you got like a summer league championship or something like that. Then cool. But the champ is me. The one who walks around with the belt is me. It's always gonna be me. Mm. I ain't losing.
You lost to.
I open up the season against the expansion franchise, too. That's what I get for winning. I get a three-game series against the expansion franchise.
All those guys that were white hot earlier have cooled down, except for Bam Adebayo. Bam still hasn't missed. But LeBron's still at 10. LeBron with 5 turnovers in this one. Mm. No one else has more than one.
Mm. So that was one thing that I said it for 2 days that I was a little worried about, that I don't think they're going to lose this game, but for the first game and the first half of this game, they shot the lights out. As KD said, well, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, KD talked about how when you shoot the ball really well.
Yeah, it's such a strange. And who used it? De'Aaron? Didn't De'Aaron say the same thing?
I think he did.
I didn't even know that stuff was in a ball, much less you could shoot it out of it. Weird.
So I mean, that was the one thing that I looked at and I was like, oh, I want to see what it looks like if the shots aren't dropping a little bit. And it looks like maybe an 11-point lead. You know, they're still good. They're still good. No issues.
Okay. Let's see. I don't even know how to update you on these South Sudan guys. Unless it's Wayne and Gabriel. He's 0-for-2. That's the only guy I know. Mm. And I don't want to be disrespectful and mispronounce these brothers' names, but they got some guys out there. Got some guys out there hooping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, still.
Royal Ivy doing his thing as head coach. But to your original point with Philly and Maxey and what he could.
Yeah, but where do you go? Like, if Joe averaged 34 and Tyrese averaged 25.9, like, where do you go?
Well, I think my first thought, first of all, Joe was gone a lot.
Yeah, 39 right? games last year.
Yeah, so that you didn't have that for pretty much half the season. Mm-hmm. So if you can get maybe not 34, or if he's healthy, great, he can do 34. But maybe ask him to get 29, 30. If you can get that for 6 to 7
and the
games.
Idea, to be clear, because we haven't expanded on that, the idea is to reduce his minutes.
Yeah.
It's not like just score less. It's like, no, play less.
Right, right. And you get that. And then the other part of that is you go into the playoffs. And I think Tobias was, as sneaky as he was with a 17 in the regular season, my thought is, and I'll look at the number right now, he was awful in the postseason. He averaged 9.
So Joe averaged 33.6 minutes per game last year. Tobias, 33.8. Oubre, 30.2. Tyrese, 37.5.
Yeah, that's probably going to have to come down a little bit, too. Yeah, that's probably.
You want Joe at the 29, 30 mark?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe not even as much as the playing time, the minutes.
Drummond's there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not even as much as the minutes. It's just the workload, the offensive workload that he's going to have to deal with. Like, maybe, you know, you don't run everything through him all the time and, you know, allow him moments in a game where he can just kind of float around.
Man, I feel like we've become Philadelphia 76er radio. What is it, WIP?
WIP.
I just have a lot of questions about that strategy because I feel like you could telegraph it.
Mm.
Like, because the idea is to preserve Joel Embiid.
Mm.
If Joe's not in the block fighting, they're going to know the play's not for him.
Well, that's up to him to be like a wide receiver who the play is right. Designed for him.
But to me, that doesn't help. You'd be better off him being on the bench than he's taking the punishment and not getting the ball.
Well, you could be
half the punishment those big dudes take is before they even touch the basketball.
He can get the basketball and be more of a distributor, more of a creator for others.
Yeah, I mean, he's damn near 6 assists a game.
That's about max, you know. Come that's back. About max for him.
13-point game right now. U.S. up in the third quarter. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Will Z, of course, of SI fame, sent me a...
Well, he's saying Kings don't play defense? Is that what
he... Well, he's not there yet. He right now, he's just pitting the Kings against each other in his writing. So, Will right now is still Iron Man. He's morphing into... Dr. Doom, I believe. Did I nail that analogy or no?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah, I don't know who Dr. Doom is, so that's
Robert Downey Jr., duh.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his role is. I've never seen the guy. It was just like Thanos before. I had never seen him, and then all of a sudden he comes and tries to destroy everything.
Thanos was tearing everything up.
Thanos was
Shout out Thanos. That was dope.
That was a problem. I was like, how are you going to defeat this guy?
You guys love heels.
Well, he had some situations too that I was like, damn. Well,
look at the look on Joe's face.
Yeah, Joe out there with jeans or corduroys or whatever those look like.
Joe smiling now, you can tell, but he had a great look on his face a second ago. This from Will Z. Joel Embiid's usage rate last season was third highest since the 67-68 season. Mm. Since it was tracked.
I thought he was going to say in the season. No, since the merger.
2016-17, Russell Westbrook had the highest usage rate, it looks like, in NBA history at 41.7. Harden in 2018-19, 40.5. And then Joel, 39.6 last year.
Man. Yeah, I mean, it's easier said than done to just be like, hey, don't use them as much or whatever, right? Like, even to your point, like, yeah, have them out there, but don't run things to them or something. That's easier said than done. You might as well, to your point, just not have them on the court, like, at that point, and let him get rest that way. So.
What do you think Paul George and Tyrese Maxey can carry if Embiid's missing games?
No. That's what I'm concerned.
Because Embiid is 30. Like, I don't think he's going to have this season where he plays 65 or 70 or whatever.
I think Tyrese can do a lot more than I originally thought. I think – actually, the guy who I think could really, really help him is Drummond. Mm. Because Drummond and Embiid, obviously, Embiid is much better. Mm. But they play the same way. Mm. So it's not like a situation where you're bringing in a – You have Joel Embiid, and you play a certain way, and then you have a Domantas Sabonis-like center who plays a different version of that position, right? Like, you have guys who are – they're both big dudes who command attention, who take up space, who can work the block. I think that's going to work in the Philadelphia 76ers' favor as well.
Yeah.
Joel has four of the highest usage rates. He has four of the top 20 highest usage rates.
Mm. Mm.
He has 3, 12, 13, and 20. James Harden has 2. Giannis has 2. Luka has 2. Russ has 2. But Joel has 4.
I want to that point too. I wonder if that's just kind of the nature of the game nowadays, where you see that more and that may play. Because you talk about all those, you know, high usage rates. It's all like in the last 10, 12 years. Like, the game is different. Like, maybe if Jordan and Magic played today, maybe they'd have, you know, some of the highest usage rates of all time as well. So, it like I said, it could be
Jordan
a little
was
bit
on
of
here.
A product
yeah.
of the style of play nowadays.
Let's see. We have Jordan on the list for the first time in the 86-87 season. He's 7th at 38.3. I think he was somewhere else on this list. Oh, he was 21st in the... Is that a Wizards season? He finished 21st in the 2001-2002 season with the Wizards. Those are the two Jordan years that make this list.
Mm.
Well, we sure hope you have tuned in to hear talk about the Philadelphia 76ers because, man, we've hit a home run with that coverage the last couple of days. Goodness gracious, 73-57 as the third quarter winds down and America continues the lead.
Derek White, another great play by Derek White. Derek White is balling today.
Is this the defensive lineup with KD, Derek White, and Jrue Holiday?
Looks like it. Bam out there as well.
Oh, yeah, Bam out there in the corner.
AD had gotten hurt earlier, but he came back.
Oh, did he? I missed that.
Yeah, it was some the calf or ankle or something like that, but he came
out. Oh, man. Them shots that have been dropping for the last day and a half for KD aren't falling anymore.
Mm.
These dudes are all over the place.
Concludes.
Yeah.
USA up 16. They're in control of this game. They'll handle business.
Anything other than the Philadelphia 76ers you want to talk about?
Well, one of the things when we were kind of talking about
Locked
the
on
West,
Sixers, D'Lo and KC.
When we were talking about the West, Memphis was a team that came up.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is another team that comes up a lot as yeah. far as a team that people are really high on and think that, you know, they can make a little bit of a push this year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It depends on Jalen Green, I think, because he really turned it up at the end of the season. Like, he was kind of like coming into his own. If he could do that, I think Houston would be a lot better. But like, that's what it depends on for me, I think.
How many did they win in a row?
Like 11, like, I think.
Like 10, 11, somewhere around there.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because we have this talk with Kamara all the time. Kamara's just, he's taking summer vacation.
Apparently. He's probably somewhere with turquoise water and white sand. We ain't heard from him.
You're right. But, you know, Kamara's one, everybody else, they talk about how close they got last year, and they looked great in that run. And I keep saying, you may be right. They may be poised to take a step. But they needed a 10-game winning streak to finish seven games out of 10.
Right.
Like, they were disappointing for a lot of the year, and then kind of just caught fire.
My question is, why are people – riding that opinion so tough? Like, what did they do this off season that makes you know, especially people love grading off seasons, talking off seasons, doing all that stuff. What did they do that had you so amped up?
Jess, real quick, I mean, it's clear what they did. They prepared for a possible KD offer.
Well, there's that.
that's what they did all this offseason.
That's one of Woj's wildest moments, by the way. I don't think we should really let that slide.
We tweeted it like at that point, oh, they're going to get KD. Wow. Like,
he just, for absolutely no reason whatsoever, tweeted about Kevin Durant being traded to the Houston Rockets.
And we never get to, oh, Woj, what did you mean by that?
And then just left. Just like tweeted it and cut.
I want to know what happened there, and I want to know what happened with the Big Three and Shams thing.
Which Sham still hasn't acknowledged.
Yeah.
Big Three's been going on 2 seasons since that tweet went out. And Sham's just
Shams,
I don't even think he deleted it.
Bro, it was like a Wednesday at 2 p.m. Yeah, Big Three's over, guys. And just all moved on.
Can someone, Dr. David, can you check? Did Shams even delete that tweet?
Oh, man.
I'm not as good at it. It's Shams Charania. I guess I'll try Big Three.
Yeah, finish the sentence. Yeah, I don't know what Shams just put it out there and just kept it moving. Doesn't, hey,
and no one, and everyone was just like, it's cool.
No, that's how you got to play, man. None of it matters. You just like, yeah,
just act like nothing happened.
Yeah, just nothing.
I guess that's the golden rule. Just act like nothing happened.
That's it. That's how you go about it. That's how you get past this stuff. Yeah,
I'm looking for the tweet on the internet. He scrubbed that.
Shams is powerful enough. He got the whole internet scrubbed. Well, he wouldn't be the first one to delete tweets.
Well, sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes people didn't do it, and they should have.
Sometimes we search for things that they say on their radio show and tweeted about, and we can't find it. Oh, well.
To your,
I don't think I'll be in on Houston until like game 82. Like, okay, they made it. Yeah. I got it. My bad. Didn't see it.
I understand the thought process of people, being interested in them though. They got a lot of talent, a lot of young talent on that team. People like Sengun, you know, and he was looked at as
better than Sabonis. That is somewhere in one of our text threads.
Ah, yeah, it's facts. You see it all over the place.
Yeah, that's in one of our threads.
So
who's better, Sengun? All right, man, forget it. Just forget this conversation forever.
Also, the guy that you think is better, go trade for him, because clearly the Rockets think otherwise. They think Sabonis is better, so trade Sabonis for Sengun.
Yeah, that's funny.
I they got talent. They got young talent. Jalen Green. Jesse talked about Jalen Green. James Ham loves Cam Whitmore. I do too. I think he's a ball player. Jabari Smith Jr. He showed signs of life throughout the season last year. And then you got the vets like Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet. And I see the talent. I just got to see it actually come to fruition. And it's a lot easier, not saying that they got to a B level, but you know the old adage, it's a lot easier to go from C to B than it is B to A. You know what I mean? And that's where a lot of people are talking about. I'm like, they could, you know, contend for a spot. That's like, they're trying to go from D to B.
I don't think the Rockets, by the way, I don't think they're going to go from outside the play into like top six or anything. But I think like this will be the season where it's like, okay, they're playing now and stuff like that. They're starting to take steps. But I don't think they're going to make some massive jump. That's not what I think.
No, I could see that. I could see them like playing for a play-in spot. Will they make it? I don't know, but I could see them playing for a play-in spot.
It doesn't feel like, you know, talking about the Western Conference, like LeBron is going to slow down here in this tournament. Like this Olympics is obviously very special to him. Like you could tell by the way he's playing. You could tell by the way he's approaching these games and his demeanor, even some of the post game stuff. You could tell like this means a lot to him. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis is playing really well. I'm not saying this to be funny or a jerk. I'm genuinely serious. Is there any possibility as it pertains to the upcoming NBA season that those two are peaking right now?
It's definitely a possibility of that.
Like they're playing like both. I mean, really LeBron, but Anthony Davis is playing well.
Yeah.
Is there best they going to play?
There's a possibility of that. And I'll go to the flip side of it. RIP flip side.
Damn shame what happened to flip side.
Is there a possibility?
I bought weed from a street vendor and it was never the same.
Is there a possibility that this may propel them?
So, and then that's 100% the flip side. That's the other part of this. Yeah,
and I don't know which one to go with.
Let's play
Damian's game. Which one's more likely that they peaked or this propels them to a regular season?
So let's try. So I'm gonna answer that question. but I want to frame it first. Mm-hmm. Let's take two different players. Let's take Tatum and Derek White. Mm-hmm. And let's say Jason and Tatum and Derek White were having tournaments with, you know, the production and the focus that LeBron James in particular and Anthony Davis are having right now. You have two teammates coming off the NBA championship going into this finals. And as I started this whole thing saying with, I don't think what we're seeing from LeBron James or AD, but particularly LeBron, is going to slow down. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to take this through the next 2.5 weeks, and this is going to be an incredibly special moment for LeBron James. Let's just say that that's what happens with Tatum and Derek White. And you've got those two players coming off the championship, going through the gold medal playing at an extremely high level. Do I think that it's more likely to carry over or dissipate with those two? I think it's more likely to carry over. Mm-hmm. With LeBron, I wonder, only because he's older.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
He's going to keep doing this? Mm. And I mean, there is a point where the answer is yes. As badly as some of these guys want you to believe that LeBron James has fallen off, mm-hmm. the only player who you go like, you know, this person's better than LeBron, this person, it's LeBron. It's like a past version of LeBron. Right. Is LeBron the 2016, 2012? Is that the LeBron James we have in 2025? No, probably not. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the scope of NBA players, he is still incredibly special and really good. So again, at some point, you just have to start answering the question of, is he just going to keep doing this with, yes, idiot, you've asked that for 5 years, he's going to keep doing it. But this continued stretch of the way that he's playing, I'm more likely to lean he can't. Mm. Well, and I really don't think Anthony Davis can.
Well,
so the fall off isn't drastic. But it's also, he might have to carry this Lakers team didn't do anything.
Well, here's the dirty little secret about LeBron playing well, AD playing well. Will they continue to do the same thing in the regular season for the Lakers? They weren't bad last year.
AD played 76 games, averaged 24 per.
They were really good last year. They were really good. So
the Lakers or the players?
The players, okay. AD and LeBron.
Yeah.
They played at a really, really high level. They can continue this and still be a play-in team. That's the problem. So the question almost isn't, are they going to be able to keep it going and can this propel, you know, get the Lakers to another level? It's not really that because they can play like they're playing now, like they played last year, which was at a high level, and they struggled to get into the playoffs. So, yeah.
Oh, KD strikes. That was a big bucket because LeBron is not getting NBA whistles. And he lost the ball in the paint, got back to KD. KD hit a three. USA up 14 with about 7 and some change left. That was a big bucket from Kevin Durant. Mm.
Uh-oh.
Big. Well, and it's South
two,
Sudan is in.
That's man, two these, straight times. They're kind of.
These boys are fighting, man.
I'm treating this like a. I'm treating this like an NBA game. They're kind of picking on Steph right now. I'm putting him on an island.
I have the utmost respect for the King. Give the ball to Kevin Durant. Everybody get the F out of the way.
Look at AD fighting.
AD took one of them kids out a minute ago.
He did. Got a flagrant.
Okay, he did get a flagrant, yeah. Was that I missed it. Was it a sensitive? A shot in the center? I didn't.
No,
they were showing
the
replay, but
chest.
I.
It was like,
oh, it was to his chest.
Oh,
okay.
Chest.
Okay.
That's what I think it was.
I thought he might have.
Yes,
got a little sensitive. I don't know why KC hates Steph Curry. He got Steph at the basket.
Well, you need to do something.
Wow.
Getting cooked.
Wow. Talking about him like
according
he's
to
some
the
Barnes.
Chat. According to the chat, that's what the chat's saying. I ain't going to say he's getting cooked. But
now they're going for Book. Well, keep that same energy.
We'll see Book force the turnover.
Book did not force a turnover. I think Kevin Durant forced a turnover. Well,
that's
answers.
The ball game.
All right.
That's the ball game.
Hey, man, landed right in that photographer's lap. Oh, that's not good. Help that man up. There you go.
Why doesn't the Olympics have the fake baseline signage? You know how, like, in Eurobasket, it has that weird optical illusion where it looks like it's basketball, it's signage, but it's really just, like, the slant of the way it's up there? They need the same thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you see Eurobasket, Jesse, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because they have those little signs in the Mexico soccer league and the games and all. It looks like they're, like, kind of standing up. They're just flat.
But they're not. Flat. It's like an optical illusion.
It's a real sign? Or it's a TV?
I think it's real.
It's real. It's like a banner that lays on the ground. But the way the letters and the font is, it looks like it's stood up kind of like this.
That's amazing.
If you go back when they show this, you'll see the baseline in the Olympics. That's a sign right there, right? Like it's standing.
Yeah, that's what he just fell over.
On these Euro baskets in Mexico soccer, like you talked about, it's flat on the ground, but it looks like that. It looks just like that. Oh,
okay.
And it's like, how did they do that?
How does he do that? How does he know?
I remember I saw a player run onto one time. That's how I found out it wasn't like that.
Hey, like, oh my gosh, he just, wait a minute. It's on the ground. What?
Oh, you're getting too cute there. Getting too cute, buddy. Mm. Yeah.
Coach Ivy not going to be happy with that one.
Cinderella South. Oh, boy, LeBron. Oh, man. Come on, LeBron. Like, you could have paid the guy to just fly out for a couple weeks.
LeBron cheap.
Come on, King. He is cheap. King, this is your crowning moment. You can't have that. He got Kevin Durant looking clean. They've done made fun of Kevin Durant's hair for 10 years now, and LeBron out here looking crazy. In the Olympics, sir.
It'll be good by the
maybe gold LeBron. Medal game, maybe LeBron doesn't want it done because he wants him to look older. Mm. LeBron, again, the beard is going to be really, really gray come the gold medal game. He wants to look older when he collects his next gold medal.
Man, LeBron always thinking ahead. Always thinking ahead. Kyle in the chat says the Raptors do that. No? Yes, I think they do that. But it's really
what the weird signage stuff.
Yeah,
I think the I mean it's brilliant, but I think the new gimmick of putting the overlay signs on that aren't really there.
Oh, that like the Kings do.
Yeah, that's the new wave,
first
man.
First five or something like that. Like, yeah, wow. That's super smart. The CGI joint, you can get so much money out of that.
Is that something that started during COVID?
Probably so.
Yeah, probably.
That's my thought. Yeah.
Everything started during COVID.
We started during COVID.
We did. August of 2020, approaching 4 years together.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And 1 year on KSFM, which no one seems to care about.
Well, we still there. We cooking. We're going to turn this thing around.
One battle at a time. Oh, we're already turning. We're in good shape.
We already turned that around. But to your original point, AD LeBron,
yeah,
playing great. I don't know if they have enough firepower.
The team as a whole,
right?
I got you.
To get much higher than what they were. Maybe they're a six seed. Maybe, like I'm saying that, but I don't look at the Lakers and say, man, they could be any higher than five.
What's more likely? They finish top six, or they miss the playoffs?
They miss the playoffs. I probably answered that a little too fast.
Actually, I think my question might have been, I mixed up my own question. They miss out on the play-in, or they make playoffs, or top six? Top six, or they miss out on the play-in?
Top six is more likely.
I'm pretty down on the Lakers. I'm not sure.
Top six is more likely than missing the postseason?
Yeah, for me.
So they were six away from missing the postseason last year, two away from missing the top six this year.
I don't think they'll fall off a cliff like that. Now, the other thing about that is,
well, they might not have to. Like, what if Houston is better, just not good enough?
That's okay. Houston's,
like, what if
Houston might take the Clipper spot?
What about the
Sorry, Jesse. Go ahead.
I was going to ask about a different team. Yes, you can go ahead, though.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. I meant like, what if the number to miss the playoffs instead of. See, instead of the 11 team being 41 wins, what if it was like 45 or 44? That's not a cliff. That's three games.
I don't think that happens, though.
Okay.
You guys think the Pelicans can miss the postseason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you guys.
Yeah. They're kind of in. So, you know what's, you know, there's all this talk about marketing and, you know, time is ticking on, you know, what they can do with him and all of that. And signing a contract extension and all of this. And it was kind of briefly, it was like out there for a minute, but the one little rumor we probably didn't pay enough attention to was the Pelicans Jazz rumor.
Mm.
Brandon Ingram, you know, Utah's interest in Brandon Ingram.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask everybody to put that together for a second. Think about Utah and think about New Orleans and how they could orchestrate a deal right there. And then think about Sacramento and how they were heavily involved in this idea of acquiring Lauri Markkanen. Mm. And then there was this rumor about the Kings' interest in Brandon Ingram. I think it might have been a smokescreen.
Mm.
I don't think the Kings are interested in Brandon Ingram. I could be completely wrong. But I'm just trying to put like a couple of pieces of this puzzle together and it doesn't really add up. And it's leaning more and more towards, I think the Kings only got involved with the New Orleans Pelicans because they were trying to divert Utah a little bit because the person who they wanted was Lauri Markkanen. Mm. Because when that went nowhere, they didn't go to try to acquire a Brandon Ingram. Mm-hmm. They went to get DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them not being interested in Brandon Ingram for a number of different reasons. I'd be interested in Brandon Ingram playing, but I don't run the team. And I can understand the reasons why somebody would be.
Yeah, it's mechanically impossible, KC, to trade Brandon Ingram. That's what David Griffin told me.
Griff let us know. Griff told us. So I can understand that.
We're coming back. South Sudan is still fighting, but this thing might be coming to a close. They have a chance to pull the lead within 14, I think, when these go in. Oh, that was the second one, so they're down 15.
Yeah, the Jello's jiggling.
Okay. Shout out, chick. Quoting the Lakers, huh? No, it's good. No, tell us why you hate G-Man.
Don't do that.
No, tell us. No, tell us more.
Okay. Lake
no, that's
show.
Fine. I've never heard you quote G-Man on this show, but Chick Hearn? Yep, check. Steve and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
We're back here. Looking over here into the studio where Jesse is, and Kim is over there. I don't know what she's doing, what she's up to. Oh, she wants somebody to sign a card. I mean, this is the second day in a row. There's cards to float all over this office for different
and
occasions.
Did I ever
get a card?
You did not.
Just checking.
You don't get to play this game, pal. You got a steak dinner.
You did get a steak dinner. Yes, there's pictures of
we
it.
We all did. What are we talking about?
They said, what was the...
Well, you got green beans.
Mushrooms, sir. I got mushrooms.
Are your mushrooms good, D-Lo? Are they good?
I mean, they were delightful, to be fair, but that's what I got. They said your signing was like, who was the player that signed? And they put his picture right next to Kenny and Stacy's, and it was like identical. It was like the same exact picture.
It wasn't even accurate.
Dr. David, who was that again? It's out there. It was the talk of the internet. KC's steak dinner was trending for like 3 days.
Not true.
Well, that last part wasn't, but still. Look, Colin says, KC, you had a damn national signing day.
I didn't have a national signing day. And that always, for whatever reason, always reminds me of the kid who faked his national signing.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That was so tough. Oh, that's right, Dr. David. It was DeMar. DeMar DeRozan, Kenny Caraway signing their contract. Same thing.
Was it Joe or Stacy said, they're nothing like us.
Oh, that would be something Joe would say.
Hey, I put out a tweet earlier because I was just randomly thinking about how people, because I actually was outside and I looked at the weather and it's going to be hot, but it's going to be mid to low 90s for next week or so or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And let's thought back on that week when when it was really hot. I'm not going to act like it wasn't hot, but it was really hot mm-hmm. and all those Bay Area people were like, oh, the field is just going to just fall off and it's going to burn to hell and the people's feet are going to fall off. And I was like,
I just read your tweet.
Well, go ahead and read it for the people that haven't seen it, because there's another part of it that's funny.
I still think it's ridiculous how some people out here acting like players' feet will melt off and disintegrate into Bolivian next year when the A's play in Sacramento at Sutter Health Park. Rolling eye emoji.
You imagine Mason Miller going for the third out of the game and he just melts into the pitcher's mouth?
So the funny part about that tweet is the amount of people who are like, you mean oblivion?
Oh, no. Oh, they didn't get it. Oh, goodness. Let's see. You get some funny responses. Same with people complaining about football stadiums that aren't covered. Was the sun invented yesterday?
Look, it's going to be hot.
Oblivion? Question mark?
Somebody was like, Bolivian or Oblivion? I said Bolivian.
Bolivian? Question mark?
I don't know, man. I might just fade into Bolivian. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I wish people would just shut the hell up.
But, the response is what got me, the people not knowing. And look, it is a little bit of a deep cut. I'm not gonna chastise.
But that's what's fun.
It is a little bit of a
But
deep
that's
cut.
What's fun is when you make a reference that you know not a lot of people will get, and yeah. The people who get it pop for it, and the ones that don't get really upset over it.
I love inside jokes. I'd let be a part of one someday.
That's good.
What happened?
No, exactly. You're not a part of that inside joke. That's fantastic. It worked. You are not a part of that inside joke.
Oh, man.
The prodigal son.
One day I will be, though. One day I will be.
The son has returned. Yeah. That's like season three, buddy. You may never see it.
I might be there by the weekend.
Okay, pal.
Now, what you said, there's 22 episodes in season two or something?
It's like 20-something in every season.
Oh,
except
my
the,
gosh.
The strike short.
The hell?
You know what I just found out? That, paraphrasing, that rap stuff was canceled. The HBO show, the Issa Rae show.
Oh, with the two girls?
Yes. It was canceled. I've been waiting for season three for like a year.
Oh, you didn't know?
I had no idea it was canceled. Yeah.
It wasn't canceled recently, right?
It was canceled, I think, in January.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I haven't seen it.
I didn't know that.
I wanted to see it. I still do. But because isn't it supposed to, doesn't it remind people of the City Girls or something like that?
I don't know how this show isn't based off the City Girls. It's kind of, like, it's pretty damn identical.
Shout out to the City Girls. Shout out JT. Yeah, got some solo
that album
records
was
out
great.
Right now.
Yeah, that album. Yeah, she absolutely did that.
JT gonna be. Never mind.
All right. We don't know. We never.
I don't know, man. What? They won't get that reference either. Mike's greatest hits, man.
You want to talk?
I had a dream. I had a dream the other day. Mike Tyson was on the show, live in studio.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It went fine because, like, we played it cool. Like, we didn't just played it cool. Didn't ask him no controversial questions. Didn't play no drops.
I'd love to meet Mike Tyson. He's probably the last person on the planet I'd want to interview.
What is that?
I don't know. Like, his personality is very, like, I watched. So I started, so Kevin Hart has that show, I think it's on Peacock, I don't know where it's at, it's called Heart to Heart. And it's
the wine cellar one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just a sit-down interview thing, right? Mm-hmm. And like the first few episodes I watched were like it's kind of what I expected, this is silly. Mm-hmm. But then Mike's came on, it's like, well, it's Mike, I'm going to watch Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike ain't like here for that. It was the first time in, and I don't know if it was the fourth episode I saw, but it was the first time where it's like, okay, Kevin's working now. He is trying to interview and have a conversation with Mike Tyson, and Mike is making him work. And that's where my perspective changed. He worked to get a really good conversation out of Mike Tyson. And all I could think of was like, oh my God, I would never want to do that. That is terrifying.
Well, the scary thing about Mike Tyson in those situations is, because I've seen him in different type of interviews where I don't want to say he's engaging, but it's not as difficult. And it really just feels like it depends on the day.
Yeah.
I feel like just really depends on the
I feel
day.
Like you got to talk carefully around Mike Tyson, too. I think, like, if you say the wrong thing, I don't want to say he'll flip a switch, but kind of look at you late.
That was my strategy in my dream. I was like, I'm just going to say very nice things about
him. Like, if you say the wrong thing, he's going to get in your face, like, what did you mean by that? And you're not going to be scared after that.
Yeah, right.
Well, then you also have the time where on his own podcast, where he's very comfortable and he's actually very open and engaging in his own mm-hmm. podcast. But where he had the, I don't know where this guy is famous from, but the little guy who
Mike
didn't know he was an adult.
I'll throw that in the Charles Hasbulla.
He was picking him up and tickling him like he was a baby.
It was an 18-year-old person, I think. The kid is like 20 years old or whatever. And Mike's just picking him up, like, oh, you're so cute. Give him kisses on the cheek and stuff like that.
Then he was tickled over everything. Oh, he's like, come here, little fella. You're so cute.
Oh, Mike. I remember that now. Oh, that's crazy. If you could get one interview for D'Lo and KC, who would it be?
That's a great question. Man. Whew. That's a really good question. London Brown.
Shout out London Brown.
Draymond Green would be fire.
He went the way of Kofi Kingston and Brian Scalabrine.
I know that's a good. If we had Draymond on here, the numbers would be crazy. Then if we locked Draymond Green in for an interview and had like 2 days to be like, hey, he's gonna be on the show.
Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy.
Numbers would be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Numbers would be crazy.
So to be clear, we'd rather interview Draymond Green than like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, what is Mike?
I wouldn't want to interview Draymond Green though. I'm just talking about like the anticipation.
He could lie straight to our face, though.
Oh, well, technically.
Oh, good. This is what I was hoping would happen.
Because I know basketball. I know that D'Lo and KC, that really, when they got on the scene, they basically did a Draymond. Nobody thought they would do anything. And here they are at the top of the game. There is no one better, just like Draymond Green. Quite frankly.
Shaq, what do you think, sitting in the middle seat in the studio too?
Why? How about D'Lo in Sacramento? Just why?
Shaq and Draymond are here. I want to know Shaq's thoughts.
Well, I mean, Draymond Green, he's somebody that understands the game, and he understands what's going on, and he understands the radio Shaq. Business as well.
All right.
No, don't do that. You don't understand the radio. You don't understand it like me.
Can we also acknowledge there's 0% chance Charles Barkley's retiring?
Yeah, this guy's taking offers.
Like zero. He's already talking about what he'll do and if they ask him to take a pay cut. Like, sir, you just announced your retirement. People like sent all of these videos about you. It literally lasted a day. Like, you're worse than Brett Favre. What are you doing, Chuck? Come on, man. He is absolutely.
He ain't going nowhere. And they'll get most of Inside the NBA together on one of these platforms that has the NBA now. I believe Ernie when Ernie says he's not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Ernie's leaving. Sorry. I try not to do this. I got distracted. 3-on-3 is on, men's 3-on-3. Mm-hmm. And the guy took a granny shot at the foul line.
USA.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Did I see that the women lost today?
That's what I think I saw, too.
I thought someone in the chat wrote that. What'd you have, Jesse?
I'm going to say with Shaq and Charles Barkley, just throw them on Amazon Prime, and there's no restrictions
there. Call it a day,
they can talk however they want. That's Inside the NBA times a million.
But here's the thing. They're under contract. I don't know about Shaq. Charles is under contract.
Mm.
Like, they'd have to let him leave.
What good is keeping, like, if you're TNT, what good is keeping them around, though, if you have no basketball show?
Well, they still have March Madness.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And they still have television networks.
Mm.
So, Charles, you want a variety show? I don't know. But
they tried that already.
Well,
Didn't Charles
do a political show for like two seconds?
Him and Gail King.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.